Welcome to Singing and Other Sins, a production of Hawaii Public Radio, funded by the Bauer Foundation and supporters like you. Many thanks, member supporters. I'm Gary Hickling. Today's program is designed to pique your curiosity. What do the singers Maggie Tate, Tito Shippa, Lotte Lehmann, Friedrich Schorr, and Heinrich Schlusnus have in common, other than all being carbon-based organisms? All that, and as you'll hear, some of the greatest singers of all time. Let's begin with baritone Heinrich Schlusnus singing Zu Eignung, or Dedication, by Richard Strauss. Listening to Singing and Other Sins, and your chance to figure out what today's singers share. We just heard Heinrich Schlusnus sing Zu Eignung, or Dedication, by Richard Strauss in a 1920 acoustic recording with the composer as the accompanist. Schlusnus was Germany's foremost lyric baritone between the world wars and sang both opera and lieder with equal distinction. Our next singer made her mark in Wagner operas. Her most famous roles were Wagner's Isolde and Brunhilde. But Frieda Leider also sang Beethoven's Fidelio, Mozart's Donna Anna, and Verdi's Aida and Leonora. Frieda Leider made over 80 recordings, among others, this Wagner song called Schmerzen, or Pains. Thank you. you guess what Frieda Leiter had in common with the baritone we heard at the top of the hour? It certainly wasn't a beautiful stentorian soprano who could sing Wagner's Schmerzen or Pains, which we just heard. They did have in common both being Europeans of the 20th century who had successful careers as singers. But what else? Maybe the next singer will clear up the mystery. Lotte Lehmann began her opera career inauspiciously as an extra in Hamburg, but went on to become the star of the Vienna Opera, the Met, and simultaneously enjoyed a career as a recitalist.
Schönes Büchlein, so silbern und hell, als du Geliebten so munter und schnell. Ach, trautes Büchlein, mein Bote sei du, bringe die Grüße des Wilden mir zu. All ihre Blumen im Garten gepflegt, die sie so lieblich am Busen trägt, und ihre Rose, die purpurne Glut, Bächlein erquicke mit kühnender Blut, und ihre Rose, die purpurne Glut, Bächlein erquicke mit kühnender Blut. Wenn sie am freundlichem Blick, denn der Geliebte kehrt bald zurück. Tröste die Süße mit freundlichem Blick, denn der Geliebte kehrt bald zurück. Neigt sich die Sonne mit rötlichem Schein, das Liebchen in Schlummer ein, rausche sie murmelnd in süßer Ruh, flüstre ihr Träume der Liebe zu, flüstre ihr Träume der
was Lotte Lehmann with Paul Ulanowski in a 1941 recording of Schubert's Liebesbotschaft, or Love's Message. I could have played Lehmann's singing her iconic Marschallin from Rosenkavalier, but on Singing and Other Sins, we like to focus on art song. Could you fathom what element jointly joins the singers we've heard? After one more, I'll reveal the mystery aspect. But now, let's hear the bass baritone Friedrich Schorr, who was best known for his deep portrayals of Wotan in Wagner's Ring or Hans Sachs in Wagner's Meistersinger. We'll hear Schorr perform Traum durch die Dämmerung, or Dream in the Twilight, by Richard Strauss.
Weite Wiesen im Dämmergrau, die Sonne verglomm, die Sterne. schönsten Frau. Weit über Wiesen im Dämmergrau, tief in den Busch, um Jasmin. Durch Dämmergrau in der Liebe Land, ich gehe nicht schnell, ich eile nicht, mich zieht ein weiches samtenes Band durch Dämmergrau in der Liebe Land. In ein blaues in der Liebe Land, in ein mildes blaues
Friedrich Schorr sang Traum durch die Dämmerung, or Dream in the Twilight, by Richard Strauss, in that acoustic recording from 1921. The pianist was Bruno Zeidler-Winkler. Now I'll reveal the secret factor that links all of today's singing and other sins singers. They were all born in 1888. Let's continue with the light soprano Elisabeth Schumann, who, like Lehmann, began at the Hamburg Opera and then shifted to Vienna. She also had a parallel career as a lieder singer, and in that guise you'll hear Schumann sing Mondnacht, or Moonlit Night, by Robert Schumann, no relation. Notice her soft high notes.
Yeah.
Elisabeth Schumann sang Mondnacht, or Moonlit Night, by Robert Schumann. The pianist was her husband, Carl Alwyn. The next of our batch of singers born in 1888, Oda Slobodskaya, a Russian opera singer who moved to Paris in 1922 and to London in 1931, where she recorded this cradle song by Gretchaninov. That was Oda Slobodskaya with Percy Kahn piano in that 1931 recording of the lullaby by Gretchaninov. I hope you're enjoying the beautiful voices in a wide repertoire based solely on the coincidence that all of these singers were born in 1888. The next great voice we'll hear is that of Mariano Stabile, who concentrated his talents in opera. His most famous role was that of Verdi's Falstaff, which she sang for Toscanini at La Scala and for a recording. In that role, you'll hear Stabile sing L'onore, ladri, honor, thieves.
E voi, come officenti, colocchiata, torta da gatto pardo, e i petti di sghignazzi, avete scorta, il vostro onore, che onore, che onore, che onore, che ciancia, che boia!
Recorded in 1926 in Milan, Mariano Stabile sang L'Onore, Ladri, Honor, Thieves from Verdi's Falstaff. Our next 1888-born singer is Elizabeth Holmes, O-H-M-S, who wore out her voice singing difficult opera roles of Puccini, such as Turandot, or Wagner's Isolde, Brunhilde, and, as we're about to hear, Senta's Ballad from The Flying Dutchman by Wagner. After the yo-ho-ho-hey, she asks the sailors, "Have you met the ship at sea with blood-red sails and black mast? On the high deck, the pale man, the master of the ship, keeps endless watch."
You hold.
That was Elizabeth Ohms in a 1929 recording of Senta's ballad from Wagner's Flying Dutchman. Elizabeth Ohms joins the club of fine singers born in 1888. One of my favorites is Tito Schippa, one of the most popular Italian tenors of the 20th century. Successful in Italy, he joined the Chicago Opera in 1919 and also sang at the Met and San Francisco. But it was on records that Schippa's name became known worldwide. He recorded in many languages, and we'll hear him now in French, Rimsky-Korsakov's The Nightingale in Love with the Rose. Tito Schippa, another famous singer born in 1888, sang Rimsky-Korsakov's The Nightingale in Love with the Rose in that 1932 recording. One of my favorite singers is the English Maggie Tate, who was the second soprano to sing Debussy's Mélisande and made her mark in the world of his and other French composers' mélodies. But just to be ornery, we'll play Now Sleeps the Crimson Petal by Roger Quilter, recorded in 1941.
Now sleeps the crimson petal, no more white. There is the cypress in the palace
Arrigitate with pianist Gerald Moore performed Now Sleeps the Crimson Petal by Roger Quilter. It would be kind of perverse not to let you hear the soprano's version of some mélodie. We'll hear Nell by Fauré. Another proud member of the 1888 Club, sang Fauré's Nell with Gerald Moore. At the top of the hour, I played Heinrich Schlusnus in an acoustic recording with Richard Strauss at the piano. Let's hear another song from that duo. This is Heimkehr, or Returning Home.
Oh, good.
That was Richard Strauss at the piano in his own song, Heimkehr, or Returning Home, with baritone Heinrich Schlusnus. I'd like to add a fun twist to this Singing Another Sin program of singers born in 1888. This is Lotte Lehmann in God Bless America. Can you guess the coincidence that I'm celebrating? Was Lotte Lehmann in God Bless America, which she sang in her only movie, the MGM tearjerker Big City. But what was the fun concurrence? The answer, both Lehmann and the composer of God Bless America, Irving Berlin, were both born in 1888. Earlier in the program, we quickly passed over Elisabeth Schumann with a short song, so let's correct that by hearing her sing two Lieder, first Schneeglöckchen or Snowdrop, and then Aufträge or Message, both by Robert Schumann.
Der Schnee, der gestern noch in Flöckchen. Himmel fiel herumgeronnen und heult als Glöckchen am zarten Stiel. Schneeglöckchen läutet, was bedeutet im Stiel. Stille, was ein wenig kleine Wille will dir einen Auftrag geben. An die Liebste Mai wirst du ihr vorüber schweben, grüße sie mir fein. Sag, ich wäre mitgekommen, auf dir selbst herabgeschwommen, für den Gruß, einen Gruß kühn mir zu erbitten. Doch der Zeit Dringlichkeit hilft es nicht genießen. Ich so eilig halt erlaube, kleine leicht beschwingte Taube, habe dir was
Robert Schumann, sung by Elisabeth Schumann with Gerald Moore at the piano. First, Schnee Glückchen or Snowdrop, and then Aufträge or Message. Another of our 1888-born artists that you only heard in one song earlier is Tito Schipa. Let's remedy that with one of the best recordings ever of Donaudi's Del mio amato ben. O lost enchantment of my dearly beloved, far from my eyes is she who was to me glory and pride. That will be followed by his fine recording of Pergolesi's Tre Giorni. For 3 long days my Nina upon her bed has lain. Louder and louder, all you players, awaken my Ninetta, that she may sleep no more.
Oh, del mio amato ben, perduto in canto. Come, Messicaro, giorno. Mi sembra gela il fuoco, seppur talvolta spero di darmi ad altra cura. Sol mi tormenta il pensiero, ma senza lei che farò? Mi para così la vita, vana cosa, senza il mio
classic songs sung with authority and vocal beauty by Tito Schipa. Just now, Pergolesi's Tre Giorni, recorded in 1927. That was preceded by Donauri's O del mio amato ben, recorded in 1933. This has been the Curiosity edition of Singing and Other Sins. Every singer you heard was born in 1888. I had fun collecting these voices. I'm your host and producer, Gary Hickling. Aloha.